the Saturday Light Brigade, and I think you're going to be introduced to something very interesting no matter where you live. It's exciting to know. There's some things that connect people, that such as music, that's one. Parks connect people. Food often connects people. Well, here is a connection that is catalyzed by golf, about learning how to play golf, the rules and the form and the structure. And we're going to talk to a couple participants in a special partnership between Gwen's Girls and First Tee. The program is called Black Diamonds. We'll learn more about the program. And let me turn it over to Ms. April. Can you tell me, Ms. April founded this program. She's the executive director. Tell us a bit about what happens.
Sure. Black Diamond Lady Golf Association decided that in playing golf, we looked at our young youth today and decided that we could do something to reach out to our young youth, our girls in the community. And so we reached out to Gwen Girls and decided that this would be a wonderful marriage if we could take some of their girls and incorporate them into our golf program, which is called the Phenomenal Me program. It's a 24-month program, and we have First Tee. We've partnered with the First Tee of Pittsburgh, and these girls are put through a battery of things to get them ready for the course. So it's a wonderful program. These girls have come a mighty long way in 26 weeks that they have been playing all through the winter at the Bob O'Connor Shinley Golf Course at Simulators. And they now have just on this past Wednesday have now made it to Player One. So we're really excited about that, and we congratulate them. They work really hard on that.
Well, let's hear from them and learn a little bit about it. Can Candace, you share what this program's been all about? What exactly have you done?
Well, we've been going to the golf course, and we just recently started training so we can be fit and ready for the golf course.
And how do you train?
We work on the treadmills. We lift weights so we're able to carry the heavy golf bag, because we don't want to strain ourselves when we're walking up hills and stuff.
And can you add to that? Remy is also here. Remy, what have you been doing to get ready for this?
We've been learning how many golf clubs we need in our bags to play the golf course, and what clubs we need to play, and about teeing off in the tee box. And we've been learning about the golf course and what things are on the golf course, like the sand traps and the rough fairway and the hole, and putting on the green. We're working on putting because sometimes we miss it, but we're working on putting and training so we can be ready.
And I'm going to turn back to Miss April. You may want to ask your two students here to talk a little bit about certain things they've learned, too.
Sure. Just a little bit of background on the Phenomenal Me program. It teaches young girls the respect and perseverance. And these two here, young ladies, Candace and Remy, have definitely persevered through many of the different obstacles. As Candace explained, we do put them through a physical fitness training program just for golf to get ready for the course.
I never would have thought about you've got to be able to lug all those clubs.
Absolutely.
Your shoulder and back and aspects of the swing, probably even walking.
Absolutely.
Having the right shoes.
Absolutely. Again, these girls are unable to drive a cart, so they have to walk a course. And given the obstacles that they have to face out there, they have persevered and pressed through it. Remy, I'm just so proud of her. She gets on that treadmill and she just goes and goes and goes and goes. So I'm going to let them talk a little bit about some of the experiences. We also did equine. They did early on in the season. We took them out there. We've also partnered with the Mel Blount Youth Home, and the girls go out there and they ride horses to build their confidence and their esteem up too. So we have a lot planned here, and we really thank the Gwynn girls for allowing us to have the girls to go through this program.
Any reflections, what you've found easier versus what you've found harder as you've learned golf, Remy? Or Candace?
Not that I could think of anything, no.
Well, is putting hard to figure out?
Yes, putting. Well, putting is easy, but sometimes it's hard to put in the hole because, like, there's far distances and close distance. But the closest are easiest, but the farther ones, they're difficult for me.
Now, I have played miniature golf. I actually have never played regular golf. So I have no idea what kind of club I would use to start with, or what do you do when you begin? I'm truly asking. I guess it's a driver, but there must be different types, right? Or what are the different types of clubs you might pick?
The tee off, you use the driver. And you use, like, the 7-iron to, like, go along. And you can use the wedge, too, but I prefer the 7-iron.
How come?
Because, like, it, like, hits it hard and then, like, it gives it lift.
I see. And do you pick a different club depending on where the ball lands? I do like to watch golf on TV, and I see sometimes, you know, a ball can land in a funny place. I see you nodding your head, Remy. Do you have to pick a certain club, like if you're in the rough, or do you do a certain kind of shot?
Usually we do a certain kind of club wherever the ball lands.
They're just learning how to select the club for the situation that they're in. If they're in the rough, they would use a wedge, or if they land closer to the green, they would use their putter if they have to. So they are learning the clubs as they go along. They're also now playing three holes, where they just graduated. They can now play up to three holes on the course, and keeping the pace of play. They are all familiar with the pace of play. And, again, we're really just so proud of it. They've come a long way.
Yeah. How did you get into golf, Ms. April?
How did I get into golf? I've always enjoyed it, watched it on television. But growing up here in urban American, golf wasn't offered to me. And so I had some friends, and I said, they took me out to the driving range. And then my son, who brought me some clubs from the Goodwill, and took some courses at CCAC, and then I became involved. And I looked around, and I found that I wanted other women to play with because the guys just wouldn't let me play with them. So that's how the Black Diamond sort of came into existence, just reaching out into the community. Hey, anyone want to play? So you don't have to know how to play, just have a desire to play. And so the Black Diamonds was formed there.
I'm thinking about you two, Candace and Remy. There's a lot of similarities between golf and life, you know, knowing what tool you need depending on the situation you're in, being fit to do whatever faces you. I don't know if you thought about that stuff. It might sound kind of silly, but I think it's really true that golf, you have fun with the sport, but it really applies to life, don't you think? Have you thought about that much? Not yet.
No.
I'm thinking about it. I see April nodding her head. Do you teach it that way? You mentioned it's a 24-month program. Do you look at some of those analogies?
Yes, we do. We look at it all from all angles that you can put a club in the hand and they can swing it, but if you don't have anything to go behind it when that club is gone, so is everything else. So we do teach them life etiquette to be the norms and how to deal with pressures of life. Sometimes you make it in the cup and sometimes you don't, but to persevere and keep going and always to do your best is what we definitely teach our young girls to do.
I would have loved a program like this when I was growing up. By the way, any shout outs for either of you two? Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Feel free.
I like to say hi to my mom. She might be listening in her car or in the house. I don't know. But I want to say hi to her.
And how about you, Candace?
No.
Okay. Let me turn, that's fine. Let me turn it over to Amy just to ask. We just have a couple minutes left. If there's anything new at Gwen's Girls we should know about, or if you have anything to add about the program.
I really enjoy being part of the program. I, too, have learned a lot about golf. I go to the driving range every once in a while, but after seeing the girls go through the training, I think I might, you know, try hitting a few balls every now and then. Other than that, at Gwen's Girls, we're coming to an end for our after-school program, and then we're getting ready for summer camp.
Yeah, you've got a busy summer. Well, you can learn more about Gwen's Girls at its website, gwensgirls.org.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. We've also linked to it from slbradio.org. I'm proud of you two, seriously, to master golf early in life. It's a skill. One way or another, it'll be part of your life having done it. And Ms. April, thank you. Any parting words at all to share?
Oh, we just thank you once again for this opportunity for Gwen Girls and the partnership. First Tee of Pittsburgh, Bistro To Go, who provides our meals, because we do feed the girls every Wednesday, and a host of others in the community that support the program. So big shout out to all of those.
Yeah. I know Nikki is a big supporter.
Yes.
Well, thank you all for being with us. And best wishes as you continue to work your way to 18.